Hey Matt, what's the haps, brother?
Not a lot. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. This is part three of our Instacash outsource plan. Part three of like what, 3,479,232 something?
Yeah, you might have missed a couple, but that's pretty much right.
Yeah. Why do three steps when you can do it in, you know, a couple million?
Yeah.
Now this is part three. Part one was the whole outline and the whole brainstorm session and the theory behind how to get all your labor for free. Yep. And part two, if I recall correctly, was how to go and find the people to do the work for you, how to find that labor.
Yeah.
Which brings us to wonderful part three, which is, and I still haven't come up with a good name for this, but is basically finding our partners, or farmers kind of call this co-ops, the people that are going to share our expenses with us. So part three of the Instant Cash Outsource Plan is finding partners or co-ops that's going to actually help us flip the cost or all of the cost, or we can even turn this into a little business, but that's what part three is.
Right.
I think, right? We're on the same page?
Yeah, that's what I had in my mind. So.
Okay, cool. I say we ditch the whole thing and just talk about fishing all day.
Hey, sounds good to me.
Actually, we are going to talk about fishing a little bit because this is kind of the way I'd like to do all my marketing. So let's kind of look at an analogy.
Yeah.
Anybody that's been on my list or I've trained, you know, my three things is find a hungry crowd, find out what they're hungry for, and give it to them. And kind of a lot of that is like fishing. You want to find a pond or a lake or basically a water area where a group of fish is hanging out, a group of hungry fish, and look at what they're biting on, and then give it to them, right? It's just kind of like a fishing expedition in a way.
Exactly.
So, okay, here we are. We've got an article person that's writing articles for us. And what we want to do is we want to find a co-op partner that will go in on these articles for us and defray some of that cost or all of the cost, ideally, because that's what this is all about, doing it for free. So we got to have partners or co-ops. So we got to find a pond that would be interested in folks that would like to have articles written for them. There's all kinds of ponds. What we're going to do is kind of discuss the different types of ponds and then discuss some of the bait to get them and some other kind of ways that we can get them into our own ponds. Obviously the first one that comes to mind is going to internet marketing forums. That is a pond where, you know, lots of hungry fish hang out that would like articles or any other type of service that we might be talking about, reports, autoresponder sequences, audio, so on and so forth. May not be the best pond, and we'll talk about that, but it's a great pond. Warrior Forum is a great one. There's a couple ways we can dangle some bait in front of that group of fish there. One way is we could pay $20 to go and fish there, and that's called the Warrior WSO, which is a Warrior special offer. Yeah, I'm sure you're familiar with that. I don't know if our folks there, but if you go to Warrior Forum, WARRIORFORUM.com, and you'll need to sign up if you haven't signed up already, and you actually have to make about 30 posts or so if you haven't done that, which is not hard. You just go in and join the conversation. But there's a little section in the forum called Warrior Special Offers, and in there, in the Warrior Special Offers, you can make special offers to the folks there. There's also a section in there called Warriors for Hire. It doesn't get nearly the traffic, I don't think, Matt, that the WSO forum does, but you can still post in the Warriors for Hire, and I think that is free, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. They changed some rules within the past year, but I think that one is free still.
If it's not free, and I can't remember, I think it is free. If it's not free, though, I would definitely post it in the WSO section rather than the Warrior for Hire, only because the WSO section sometimes has anywhere from 500 to 700 people searching in it, and they're all looking to buy something, or it's amazing. Sometimes that WSO section has more people than the actual main part of the forum itself.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now in the Warrior Special Offer section. Has 587 people viewing it. So that's right there, that's almost 600 people ready to buy
Those are shoppers right there. Those are all shoppers and buyers right there. So that's a great pond, right? We got 587 people in there. That's a great pond of folks. Obviously, not all those people will want to bite on your bait. But what I think is a better way to go about this is to actually offer some bait. So many people don't do this. And what has been successful for me in my marketing and such is giving them some something for free. So what you could easily do is have your article writer write you 5 or 10 articles, whatever you can afford, and give half of those away for free. So you would post your WSO with a title, get 5 articles written for you. You can even do it if it's all in one niche and, you know, in one niche. That'll be your title. That'll get them to click on your post. Once you get them in there, you want to be completely frank and honest about what you're trying to do. Because it's not going to do you any good to have somebody sign up for your 5 free articles and think that's all they're going to get from you. So you just tell them the whole story. Say, hey, you know, I want to find partners that will help me defray my costs on article writers. So what I'm thinking we'll do is we'll just share the cost. And what I would like to do is go ahead and give you 5 articles completely free with no strings. Just all you have to do is put in your name and email address. And I'm going to make you an offer to buy more. And you tell them that. You want them to buy more articles. But what you're trying to do is move people from the WSO pond into your pond. How am I doing, Matt?
No, it's very good. I like where you're going with this.
And that all these people that move from their pond into your pond are going to be, they're going to bite on the bait or the fish or the stuff that you give them all the time. But what you want to do is if you can get, 75 or 100 people say, Hey, I've got put their hand up. I'm interested in getting articles. I'm interested in paying for articles. And you just tell them I'm only looking for 3 or 5 or 10 co-op partners, right?
Yeah.
And that's all you'd be looking for. But if you build that pond, then when somebody drops off, if they drop off, then you've got a pond that you can always go back to and fish in and sell your articles.
Yeah. And another thing, it's not a big deal on the front end, but when you think about it down the road, as those spots are filled, that, people are going to be willing to pay more and more for those spots. They're going to, see the exclusivity of it. Start charging more and start making a little bit more on it too.
Yeah, and what you're really doing is you're building a notification list.
Yeah.
We're using the pond analogy, which may be muddying the pond a little bit, but you're really building a notification list, right? Hey, get 5 articles for free. That way you can look at them. You can use them on your site. You can see the quality of the articles. And as soon as they sign in, you can make them an offer to buy 5 more if you want to defray your cost on the 10, but let them know that you, from time to time, once a week, once a month or whatever, you're going to make offers to them to buy more articles. And they'll be cheap because you're co-opting this.
Yep.
And you're going to have basically a list of people there that will be glad to hear from you as long as you do it on the up and up. And are completely frank about it. And all you're doing is making a partnership. Can you make a business out of it? Hell yeah, you can make a business out of it. You can, if you want to generate some extra money, not only to defray your article marketing costs, you can come up with more article packs or other things they might be interested in, reports, so on and so forth. There's lots of little internet marketing form ponds that you can fish in. A lot of them will be free. You can also do this in your SIG file, right? So most internet marketing forms will allow you to put in a signature file. So if you're really, really short on money and don't want to, spend the $20 on a WSO, which is really, it's kind of being nearsighted, because if you can get 100 people on your list for $20, I mean, that's like really cheap. But you can put a little form signature in and drive them back to a free blog or free post where you explain all this, and still get them to opt in for your 5 articles or so or what have you, and then get them on your notification list. So we're just finding ponds. We're putting out some bait. Almost all internet marketers will want to have articles.
Oh, definitely.
It's good bait.
Yeah, it's one of the hottest selling items, that, in my opinion, that I see on forums and stuff like that.
Exactly. And, you know, from time to time, you can give your list some more. So let's say you, if you want to do a new niche every month. So say, hey, I found this new niche that I'm going into. Let's say it's on, I hate to say it, I can't. If I say hunting, everybody gets mad at me. So, so let's say it's on fishing. Let's say it's on bass fishing. So here we are. I found this new niche, new style of bass fishing or what have you. Bass fishing in northern Canada, and I'm getting a set of articles written on that. If you're in the bass fishing niche, here's an article, and this is quality article. Here's an article for free, and if you'd like more, you know, you can get 9 more articles or 10 more articles for a low $49. So they're paying $4.90 per article. So you can keep that, do that to keep in contact with us. Will everybody use that bass fishing article? No. Will everybody take you up on your offer? No. All you're needing is 2 or 3 people to fund your bass fishing articles.
Yep.
Okay, so that's one little pond that you can go to. Another pond that for some reason a lot of people overlook is what I call mom and pop sites, or basically local businesses that are out there that you could cater to as well. And it's the same type of fishing. Let's say, I had a good example before we did this interview. Let's see if I can remember it. Let's say that you're doing, you're selling one of the popular ClickBank muscle building products, okay? So you want to find an article writer, or you find an article writer that's going to write you great articles on building muscles and supplements and all that good stuff. So a great offline market, or a great market that you might go to, is gyms or fitness centers that have websites. And the key thing there is those guys will pay you $20, $30, $50 per article.
Yep.
So you could probably just have 1 or 2 clients that will fund all of your article writing for that niche. And they will love you. Will it maybe take some explaining on how to, you know, what they can use articles for? It might, but it's well worth it. What I would do is look for gyms that are already advertising, like on AdWords, or doing some type of online advertising, and they'll definitely understand what's going on. You might even approach the gym right there in your town and just say, hey, and just to be complete, I've got an article writer that's writing me articles on the muscle and fitness market. And what I was wondering is if you, to frame my cost, if you would like to have those articles as well. And so you can put them up on your site, or you can send them out to your readers, so on and so forth. And probably just one partner will pay for your article writer, because they would easily give you $20 per article.
Oh, definitely. And depending on the market, I mean, some of those more higher price markets, like real estate or something, you can get even more than 20, I would say.
Exactly. And I'm just using the gym example as one example. And how do you approach these guys? You approach them the same way. If you want to go to, like, find all the gyms in your state, and then what you want to do is come up with 1 or 2 articles they can have for free, right? And then just you contact and say, hey, you know, you tell them who you are, and, and we'll let you know I've got a couple articles that you can use absolutely free. And all you have to do to get in is put your name and email address in here. And I'm making this offer to you because what I'm hoping is that you might be interested in purchasing more articles down the road. You don't have to, but that's why I'm going to be making you offers down the road. And so then you build a little, basically, opt-in list of gym owners or workout centers that you can go to if you lose a partner, or you can just sell more articles to. Or you can do SEO for, or backlinkings for, all kinds of stuff. Because a lot of gyms would love to come up. I know my gym would love to come up for Russellville Workout Center or Russellville Bodybuilding, but they don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And they would more than likely pay, you know, $100, $200 a month to have somebody doing a backlink campaign, which you might have to explain to them. But that would easily pay for your backlink campaigns several times over.
Yeah, and that's what I just wanted to add in. I mean, we've talked about it before, but that's exactly what I got one offline business to do.
Right.
You know, they're paying for my backlinking campaign. You know, they pay me pretty well, $5,000 a year so far. My backlinking, it covers my backlinking completely and theirs. So, I mean, it's out there and it's not hard. But you hit the nail right on the head when you said a minute ago to find people that are already doing stuff online.
Right.
Because in my experience with talking to offline businesses, the ones that are doing it online, they're struggling to figure out the online game and they're open to help. But the ones that aren't online, it's sometimes it's kind of hard to talk them into getting online. They don't really
see yeah. it. Yeah, you're totally right. You know, and then if a guy's got a website, and then look and see if they're doing opt-ins. I wouldn't say to throw them out if they're not doing opt-ins, but if they're doing some type of opt-in stuff on their page, they understand the game a little bit better than the other offline folks. And if they're advertising on AdWords, oh my gosh, you know, you're going to nail that pretty good. You know, dentists is a great crowd. A lot of dentists are moving in, putting up websites and advertise on AdWords. So if you're doing teeth whitening stuff, or if you've got basically one articles for your AdSense site, if you go that direction, you can easily sell those to dentists if they're high quality articles.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And that could be stuff that they can send out to their customer, so on and so forth. Heck, they can even print them out and put them in their newsletter if you want to do that. You know, so there's all kinds of ways to get these people to partner up with you.
Yeah, and one little thing, a report I've read that it had a little example that I thought was pretty cool for, you know, getting noticed by these offline people. You know, I don't want to fray too far off
of right.
the topic, but basically to get their attention. If they're on advertising AdWords, what someone did was take a screenshot of their ad, circled it, and wrote a little note that said, you know, do you want to get these for free? Call me.
That's awesome.
That's like all it said. And I don't know. That, I love that. I think that's a great idea. Something like that where you just, you know, kind of shock them and
right.
catch their attention. I think that's a great way to, you know, get them to call you back and set something up.
Sure, exactly. That's a great idea. I like to just give stuff away for free, you know, as long as you're very upfront. Yeah. You know, you can't just say, hey, here's two free articles, sign up to my list, and then, you know, send them an email every month. You see, and people won't mind. If they're interested in the articles, they'll sign up. If they're not interested, they're not going to sign up. Yep. You know, a lot of people will sign up for the two free articles, but if you say, hey, you know, I'm going to basically want you to buy some more, and they don't sign up, you're not losing anything, because all you're really looking for what we're talking about is, you know, 3, 4, 5 partners. And that's all you're looking for. If it becomes wildly profitable, sure, you could turn it into a little business. And that'll probably happen to a lot of folks, because these little ponds and lakes are full to the brim with starving fish like that, that need stuff like that. So those are two really great ponds you can fish in. I would recommend if you're going to go the opt-in route, that you sign up with AWeber. They're very cheap. You can also outsource that to an offline guy. If you find a gym that's not doing opt-ins or whatever, this is another, when we were at the Mass Control Conference, I found a guy, this is all he was doing as a living. He had basically one AWeber autoresponder account, and he would go to offline businesses and explain to them how that they can, you know, contact their customers or their prospects, and he'd set them up all underneath the same AWeber account, and he'd charge them $100 a month to manage their account.
Wait, so he's paying $20 or whatever a month to AWeber, and he's charging each client $100?
Right.
That's awesome. That's smart. That's
good. And he sets up their little you know, messages for them. If they want to send anything out, they just send it to him, and he sends it out to all their members, so on and so forth. But yeah, he's charging each one of those $100 a month, and he gets them locked in there because if they cancel the thing, they don't get their leads back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I forget what he said, his average people is, but he's had people that have been there for a year at least. Yeah. So, I mean, and that's basically this model too, right? You basically buy a service and you go out there and manage the service for somebody. because it's hands off for them. They just tell you what they want. Yeah. You set it up on their website or what have you, or have their web designer do it. And the leads come into your AWeb or autoresponder service, and you send it out and manage it all for them for the low price of $99 a month.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And brings them in big business, too. Because, you know, even a restaurant. Restaurants are just now, some of the main chains are getting into doing this, to where they have birthday clubs and such. And they send you an email on your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And contact you. But that's, you know, to them, to offline businesses, most of the time they have to pay for radio ads, pay for TV ads, pay for newspaper ads. They have to pay a huge telephone directory bill if they're that type of business. They're not used to having something where they only pay $100 a month and, you know, it brings in like hordes of customers anytime they send out an email.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh. Yeah.
It's a no-brainer for them, yeah.
Right, yeah, so they'll always stay signed up. That's just another little angle there. But I think between those two ponds and giving these folks, you know, giving the fish something to nibble on and getting them into your pond, you will never have a need or a want for partners again. And you get all your articles, anything you're trying to do, free, basically. If you want an audio, say you want to do an interview series with you know, one of the top bodybuilding experts, and it's going to cost you $800, I'm sure that you can go to some of the ClickBank guys that are already selling bodybuilding products and have them defray your costs on the back end. So what do? You can give them like 10 free minutes of the audio, right? Here's the first 10 minutes of this 90-minute interview for free. If you'd like the rest of it, you know, it would be X amount of dollars. I'm only looking for four partners. And, dude, I'll tell you, the hunger for back-ends, for digital product sales, or almost any business is insatiable.
Yeah. I think we've mentioned this before, but, I mean, if I came to you with an offer for, you know, the relationship market side, you know, I've got an interview with, you know, the top guy in America. Well, it doesn't even have to be the top guy in America, but I've got an interview with, you know, a reputable guy,
right?
You know, offered you to have it, have rights to it for a couple $100. Would you not jump all over it?
Oh, heck yes, I would. And so would probably everybody else in the relationship niche.
Definitely.
Because it's only money to me.
Yeah.
I mean the money on my end. Because if I bought it for you for $400, the first thing I'm going to do is slap up a real easy sales page, throw it up on the page there. I'm going to offer it to my list of, you know, 20,000 buyers, and I'm going to, you know, probably make $8,000, $10,000, $15,000 on it, even if I did a crappy job on it.
Yeah.
The whole thing for me is time. I'm time starved. You know, I don't have the time to go out and find the guy to interview and to edit it all and to get it in the right format. And so if a guy like you comes up, I'd be like, dude, yeah, heck yeah. And if you give me one a month, I'll buy it every month. I'll buy all that you got. Yeah, the back ends out there are huge. And especially in this economy, there are companies out there that are looking at how to monetize their list and stuff. I'm not going to tell you what product it was, but I was working with a clothing company. They're an online clothing company, and they're looking for ways to monetize their business. And one of the products they started selling was on weight loss, because their market is basically women that have bought clothes online, and they did really good with a weight loss product, amazing with a weight loss product. So, I mean, if you think out of the box a little bit too, I mean, all online businesses can be one of your pawns, right? So you could easily say, hey, you know, I've got this such and such expert. Here's the first 10 minutes of the interview. I'd like to give it to you for free. And if, you know, just put your name and email address in here. And just to let you know, I'm doing this because I want you to buy the whole interview. And not only do I want you to buy the whole interview, I would like to give you more interviews like this down the road. And I would like to contact you and let you know when I have an interview available. And if that's all cool and hunky-dory with you, put your name and email address in there. If you don't want to be contacted, you know, don't sign up for the free 10 minutes. But I don't think you're going to have any problems.
No, I don't think so either.
They're going to be starving for it. You know, I think, I don't know if I mentioned this in this interview or not, and I don't know if anybody ever did it, but Frank Kern at a mass control conference said that you know, he's got $1 million a year dog training business with no back end. And he says, I just don't have time to mess with it. And I don't know if any of the 500 people in that audience, you know, jumped up and said, hey, let's find him an interview. Let's find him something he can sell on the back end. Maybe somebody did, because there's a whole bunch of bright people in there.
Yeah.
But, you know, that is very, very common. So that's another great way to go about it. Look for what you can offer your starving crowd on the back end.
Yeah, and if you know if someone like Frank's doing it, then you know it's wide open. There's so many people doing it.
Oh yeah, I mean, even if you have 100 back ends, you know, as a merchant, even if you have 100 of them, are you still looking for more? Heck yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
But what really is going on is most businesses only have one back end or no back ends. I won't say most businesses. I'll say a lot of businesses online right now, especially like digital marketers, or they're selling information products. There's a handful that really understand and they need to have some back ends, but there's, for every one of those, there's 10 guys out there that are trying to make money on the front end.
Yeah.
And they would love to have a back-end product. Or they can just offer it as a bonus or an upsell or what have you. But they're a starving crowd right there.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. What's the next pond we're going to?
I don't know if I have another pond. Do you have one?
No, I think you covered all the ones I had in mind, too.
I don't think people really need 50 different ponds to fish in.
But don't we want to really get people confused and just really jam them up and give them as many as we can?
Well, sure. Sure, that's our whole goal here, to confuse everybody, right? But no, I think if you're a member, you know, a lot of people talk bad about forums, and I understand why. But I think if you belong to a forum and you do what they teach you in kindergarten, which is, you know, don't talk bad about other people. Don't potty mouth people. If you don't have something good to say, don't say it at all. You can build up great partners at any forum that will, you know, flip all your bills for you for any type of content that you need. Make great partners. I think me and you initially met at the Wealthy Affiliate Forum. I mean, that's where we initially came into contact with each other. So I don't recommend hanging out on a forum every single day, doing nothing but looking for bad news and spreading more bad news and so on and so forth. Go to a forum to help other people. And I don't care what level you're at, unless you just found the internet. But more than likely, you'll be able to, if you know how to make a link, if you know how to post an article, you can help other folks out. You can offer at least a pat on the back to somebody.
Yeah.
Some moral support.
Yeah, even a congratulations on, you know, on something or, you know, anything like that goes a long way.
Right. And basically, you know, do what they teach you in kindergarten, what your mom's taught you. That's all form stuff is. Put a link in your form signature. You know, hey, need cheap articles? Looking for partners, you know, and then drive them to a free blog or what have you and say, hey, here's 5 free articles I would love to give you. And the reason I'm giving it to you, these 5 free articles, is because I would like you to buy 5 more. And not only that, I would like to let you know when other articles are available, because what I'm trying to do is get partners together to where we can all get our articles for less than we would if we had to buy them by ourselves. And if that's cool with you, put your name and email in here, and I'll let you know when I have articles available. I mean, and people will do it. I mean, that's all you got to do.
Oh, people jump on.
And pretty soon you're going to have, you know, you're going to get your first subscriber, then it might be 5, then it might be 10, 15, 20, and you don't need a lot. You know, just need a few that you can go out and make offers to. You know, some of the, we're kind of going off on a tangent here, but I just really want to pound this home because this applies for all marketing. But people that do really, really well in the website flipping business, basically when you buy a website for one price and you fix it up a little bit and flip it, have lists of buyers, a list of people, a notification list of people that are interested in buying websites. And all they do is once they find a website is they go out to that list and they say, hey, here's a website that's available. Here's the details on it. They don't tell them what website or maybe not even exactly what niche. If you're interested in it, you know, fill out this form. But they basically have a pond, their own pond full of fish that are interested in consuming websites.
Yep. They sell them a lot faster than just listing them too and hoping people find them.
Oh yeah. And with a lot less headache because they're not out in the middle of a public forum. You know, one of the things I do for my niche research is I go to Digital Point and Site Point and look at the sites for sale.
Oh,
and
definitely,
and it says, hey, this site's doing, you know, $35,000 a month with $15,000 in advertising costs. It shows a niche and everything, you know, and it's like, you know, and you know, pretty soon you got more websites popping up just like that one because you're giving out all the details. Plus, everybody's like doubting you and so on and so forth. Whereas if you have your own little pond, you can go out and make those offers yourself and sell them for a whole lot more. I know a guy does, it's I think it's called Viper Business.
Yep.
That dude sells websites for way more than what they sell them on Digital Point and Site Point. And the reason is most of the fish that he's got stocked in his pond are not internet marketers. Most of them are baby boomers looking to buy a business that doesn't require a lot of time for them to run. So they're less interested in what the actual initial cost is because their mindset's different. They're looking at their options and looking at, well, I can buy a McDonald's and that's going to cost me, you know, $750,000. And then what have I really bought for myself? I bought myself a job that I've got to be there every day or worry about managers. And that's not what they had in their mind for their retirement, you know. So they would rather take, you know, $500,000 and buy a website that only requires, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 hours a week to maintain, and they know what the income is going to be, even if it takes them 2 or 3 years to pay it off.
Oh yeah,
it's just a different set of fish. But yes, I mean, this is a model that I apply even in all my marketing. You know, I have a relationship product. I go to ponds where people are having trouble with their relationship areas. I have on my side of it, I have a opt-in where I give them free tips, free videos, free interviews, and develop a relationship for them in hopes that they'll buy my product and all my product, my back-end products, which I am painfully short of. that model works for finding partners as well. This is probably going to be the shortest part of the whole series. And it's actually, it seems like the hardest part, but it's really not. Find the pond, give them some bait, get them on your deal, and take care of your fish while they're in your pond, and you will never be hungry again. How's that for hype? But I think that's about all I got on this. I really hope this series helps some folks and gives them a completely different mindset. The response that we've already gotten from the part one going out has just been phenomenal. It's only going out to a few people, but people are saying, wow, you've really changed my whole idea of, you know, how not only to get content, but how to make money online. Yeah. Because you can have anything you want as long as you find, you know, other folks involved and put them all together.
Yep. That's exactly right. I don't think you said anybody.
All right, man. That is the end of our InstaCash outsource plan. Hope you enjoyed it. Give us some feedback. What's our email address, Matt?
help@instacashkeywords.com.
So that's it for right now. help@instacashkeywords.com. We'd love to hear any feedback you have on this. If there's any kind of materials that we can give you, to make it easier, just let us know. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.